moral and spiritual excellence manifested in active kindness, faithfulness, loyalty and trustworthiness, gentleness, or meekness is a humble and gentle attitude that is patiently submissive to in every offense while having no desire to get revenge or retribution. And self-control is referring to restraining passions and appetites. We see a society that is out of control, that has no control, that cannot be constrained, because you notice that he says there is no law. No matter how many laws are implemented, they cannot control an out-of-control society. Only God can do that. And that is why we must preach the gospel. Because if they're going to stand therefore in the liberty by which Christ has set us free and be not entangled again in the yoke of bondage, which is sin, it comes from the preaching of the gospel. And so when we look in the book of Acts, the same God who worked in Peter and Paul and Stephen is the same God who said, I'm going to send my spirit and he's going to dwell in you. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And if you want to be a benefactor of these gifts, the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, Scripture says you must be born again. And I pray that as I spoke, the Spirit of God worked in your heart, convicting you of sin and righteousness and judgment. We need men and women of God who know the Lord and who are walking in the Spirit, because we're looking forward to his imminent return so that we can actually officially receive that which God has promised. Right now we have a hope, but when he comes again, that hope is going to be fulfilled. And right now, the promise that he's given us is the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Father, I thank you so much for reminding us regarding the Holy Spirit and his working in our lives, and the promises that we have are confirmed as your Spirit bears witness with our spirit, Lord, that not only are we Jesus and we belong to Christ, we've been sealed in him by your Spirit. But Lord, I pray the boldness, the power that is mentioned, that we are to be your witnesses. And Lord, we can witness by our godliness and our lifestyle. We can witness, Lord, verbally through the gospel. And Lord, I pray that each and every person here, Lord, will walk in the Spirit, that heritage would be known for those who are under the authority of your Spirit, and a new community that will be impacted because, Lord, your Spirit is working through this particular body of Christ. Lord, we see that in the book of Acts, they turned the world upside down because they were under the authority of the Spirit. And Lord, each and every time he spoke of your Son, Lord, as we lift him up, we know men would be drawn to you. And I pray that, Father, that you were exalted today and that you were glorified through your Son, Jesus Christ. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Maybe you're here today and you need the Spirit of God. Maybe you're here today and you've been grieving and quenching him. You know, the Lord will forgive you if you confess your sins. If you're willing to turn away from your sins and give them to the Lord, he will forgive you. And I encourage you today, if you do not know him as your Lord and Savior, and you must be born again in order to enter the kingdom of God, the Lord says, whomsoever will, let them come. So let me encourage you to come today as we close.
Jesus, keep me near the cross. There's a precious fire.
Message, touching our hearts and challenging us in a lot of ways. You may be seated. I just have a few announcements before you get away. We have business meeting right after church today, just for a little bit. You can check your bulletin for everything that's going on. I know there's tickets for the women's luncheon back there. The ladies have an event. There's Bible study for men's and women on Tuesdays at 6:30. We do have to tear down after the business meeting, and that's for the last time here anyway, like we said. Tomorrow at 4, we need some help here to gather everything up that we're going to have to move to the new location. So that's tomorrow here at 4, and also Tuesday if we need to get some more on Tuesday. I think we can do it all on Monday, though, but we'll Tuesday at 4 would be available also. And so we'll be hauling everything out there that we need there. Some will be stored. But anyway, we could use your help there and here. If you have if you're a leader of a group or a class, or you have things in cabinets and storage, you may want to come and make sure we get it all Monday at 4. Okay. Did I miss anything? I don't think so. Thank you. Thank you for singing, girls, too. I appreciate that. I know the Lord smiles when you serve him, and it was very, very good, a blessing for us all. Let's close in prayer, and then we'll take a little few minutes break, and then we'll do the business meeting. I think that's the way it'll go. All right. Father, we thank you so much for all you're doing. And we thank you for the words that we heard today from Brother Steve, and that you spoke through him. Father, there's lots of things in there that we could pick out that touched our own lives, Father. And we just pray that we would listen to your spirit and move according to your spirit and change according to your spirit, Father. Help us to do your will. We all want to see the church grow for your glory and for your kingdom's glory, Father. Bless us as we have a business meeting to take care of a few things, Father, and we just pray that you would help us to serve you this week. Wash over us as we leave. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.